Ignatius was a former soldier, captured by God and turned towards searching for the greater glory of God rather than of an earthly power. In this he was very like St. Francis of Assisi, whose conversion and all-consuming desire to follow the steps of Jesus touched the heart of Ignatius. His biographer wrote of Ignatius, saying,
"In reading the life of our Lord and the lives of the saints, he paused to think and reason with himself. Suppose that I should do what St. Francis did, what St. Dominic did." He thus let his thoughts run over many things that seemed good to him, always putting before himself things that were difficult and important, which seemed to him easy to accomplish when he proposed them. But all his thought was to tell himself, "St. Dominic did this, therefore I must do it. St. Francis did this, therefore I must do it."
Like Francis, Ignatius wholeheartedly abandoned his riches and dressed as a beggar, tramped the highways and byways, living a life of great penance and austerity. Just as the little poor man of Assisi had done before him, Ignatius dreamed of bringing the world closer to its God. He saw the poor and suffering Christ, especially in those who are sick, destitute, and rejected by the world. Just like Francis before him, Ignatius and the little band of followers looked towards the Holy Land. They saw the possibility of living out the gospel there. But God had other ideas. Francis and Ignatius both placed themselves unreservedly at the service of the Church, but in different ways. Both saints were called to build up and restore the Church, working from within. Father Lisbeth de Souza is an assistant to the Jesuit Superior General. He comments,
"I think from the very beginning, Ignatius had a very strong sense that the Society of Jesus was at the service of the Church. And that is what was captured in the fourth vow. In one sense, already prefigured when they first discussed the possibility of forming a group and going to serve in Jerusalem, and deciding that if within 1 year after reaching Venice they wouldn't get passage to Jerusalem, they would come and place themselves unreservedly at the service of the Holy Father, as the one who knew the needs of the Church, the universal Church, most effectively."
There is another interesting similarity between Francis and Ignatius. During his time in Rome, Francis would spend his days caring for the lepers. There is now a church, San Francesco a Ripa, on the spot where he worked, a church deeply within the ancient area of Trastevere. Ignatius, coming along many years later, found himself working for the sick in the Hospital of the Holy Spirit, about 100 yards from St. Peter's Basilica. Separated by time, the two saints cared for the poor and suffering Christ, only a very short distance apart from each other.
Jesuits are brought up to look at the world and say, where and how should we serve? I think the intellectual apostate has been part of the tradition of the society, because from the beginning, the earliest members of the society were masters from the great universities of the world. And they began serving the church as theologians, as philosophers, as spiritual guides. And I think Ignatius, probably because of the kind of person he was, saw the importance of people of influence, people in power.
It is in their ability to appeal to the minds as well as to the hearts that became the noticeable difference between Francis of Assisi, Ignatius, and their early followers. Whereas Francis saw that his path lay through the practice of poverty and simplicity, Ignatius, from the very beginning, felt that his own vocation was different.
Whenever he wanted a major decision in his favour, he would do two things. He would order that masses and prayers be said by Jesuits all over the world, and then he would write letters to all the people of influence who appreciated the society. So I think he believed that people with power could change things, and he wanted to be where power was. There's a saying, Dominic loved the mountains, Francis of Assisi loved the towns, but Ignatius loved the great cities. So I think in one sense, intellectual apostolate, because that's how you deal with the elite, the people who form, take decisions, form policies. But at the same time, what mattered most to him was that the choices of Jesus should be his choices. And the choice of Jesus, as he says very strongly in a letter to the Jesuits of Padua, was for the poor.
The Jesuits today follow the concern of Ignatius for the poor. Although the members of the Society of Jesus are highly intelligent men, often with several academic qualifications, yet they spearhead initiatives for the poor and are found amongst the most dangerous, degrading and inhospitable places on earth.
If we talk about Jesuits being in positions of influence, what underlies this, or what should underlie this, let me say, is that all this should be in function of the poor, making sure that their rights are safeguarded, their dignity is preserved, the possibilities for their life as being a truly humane and human one be somehow enhanced and so on. So I think it is really the desire to be of help in whatever way possible that motivated Ignatius and continues to motivate Jesuits. And so far as our tradition has been, let me say, an intellectual one, we try to preserve this, but keeping very strongly in mind that it's not knowledge, power, or prestige, or positions in universities for their own sake, but as being platforms through which we can reach out in service to those in need.